You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs.
A full moon is typically a time for release and illumination. It can also be a time that emotions are heightened and, well, things can get a little full on under a full moon. I've said this before, the power is in you, not in the moon. So if emotions arise or life seems more full on, it's really just a guide, a prompt that's steering you inward. You get to control what you do with what comes to light under a full moon. Now, if you're listening to this episode in real time, we have a full moon later this week, our very first for 2021. And you can find the correct times and days for the full moon, new moon, any part of the cycle by getting a Google Calendar plugin. And it just slots right into your calendar and it naturally adjusts for the time zones. But you can also go, there's a website called Time and Date, and you can enter the details in there. Now, today's episode is designed to accompany the new moon intention setting episode from episode number 92. Now, my hope is that you may like to revisit these two episodes together, time and time and time again, to help you as you move through each new and full moon phase. So really, my view is that I've created this little free training for you, and I'd love for you to come back and use this month after month if you need it. So let's get into today's episode, where I'm going to be sharing how I work with the full moon for releasing and letting go. All right, step number one is to review my new moon intentions. And so this is where episode 92 is going to be handy. If you haven't set intentions, maybe you're just starting or you forgot last month, no problem. Just simply reflect on the past month as a whole, or maybe even the monthly forecasts that I have here on the podcast, if you use them. They might be a nice place or prompt for you to reflect. The idea with this first step of review is simply to look back over where you've been in the past few weeks since the new moon. So this may look like journaling, or maybe you want to pull oracle cards. It's really just, and particularly if you've written your intentions down, it's just going back over them. Where were you? What did you intend? And really, how have they come to light? Typically, the full moon, when the moon is at its brightest and fullest in the sky, is where something is going to come to light or it's going to be illuminated. So this is usually where we see the intentions that we set with the new moon begin to unfold. Or we may realize that our intention from the new moon actually needs tweaking, or that we need to do some sort of inner work to clear the path towards our intention. Quite often what comes up on a full moon is that emotion or the block or the challenge or the frustration, which if we're working with it as the guide or as the prompt, it is showing us what needs to be cleared, healed, or restored in order for us to manifest in line with those intentions from the new moon. So this moon cycle does go hand in hand with what I call the guidance cycle. I talk about it not only in my programs, but you'll also find it in You Already Know, my first book. And that guidance cycle is around clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. So for me, this process of reviewing and working with those blocks is quite fluid, but it will often involve a few key things or a combination of things. And if you've been around a while, you can probably guess what these are going to be. So one of them is journaling. Now, this may just be free-flowing, what's on my heart, what's challenging me, what the blocks are, what blocks are coming up. Or sometimes this is like, I'll actually sit and ask for guidance from my spiritual support team, my SST, or Chris, as I affectionately call them. So sometimes this looks like automatic writing, where I will ask a specific question and I'll write it down at the top of my page. I'll sit in my meditation or sit in quiet reflection and not write until spirit answers or until essentially Chris takes that pen and writes for me. Sometimes, and this has been happening a lot lately, my journaling practice ends up as a bit of both. So I may be in a free flow, I may get on some particular track of thought or whatever it is that I'm writing about, and then Chris jumps in. And Chris will jump in with a question or a alternate viewpoint, and quite literally my journal ends up being this conversation back and forth. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what Chris is thinking. Here's a follow-up question, Chris. Here's that answer. And this is what we've been telling you usually for months. And so there's this conversation that starts to happen in my journal. Okay. Another suggestion that, again, is unlikely to be a surprise is by working with oracle cards. So often on a full moon, I like to lay out a spread of 5 cards. Now, if you listened to last week's episode where I shared a training on how to perform a forecast, you can use that as the basis for what I'm about to share with you here. So you can revisit that episode and follow the prompts. And obviously, you would just switch the focus from a time frame forecast to focusing on the full moon. So rather than it being time-based, we're specifically going to inquire on the full moon. So if you're going to do an oracle card spread, you might also like to download the free prompt, which is 4 tips to maximize your oracle cards. I will add a link to this in the show notes. It's basically a little cheat sheet guide with a few insider secrets on how I personally interpret the Little Sage Oracle cards that may not be in the reference deck. And of course, this is my reminder that they are coming back in stock. To grab them, there is a link in the show notes. Now, on a full moon, if I am working with my oracle cards, and look, you might want to use tarot cards or some other kind of affirmation tool, I have 5 questions that I am asking and pulling a card for each question. Here are the 5 questions I ask of my oracle cards under a full moon. 1. What do I need to know about my new moon intention? This question is designed to help us reflect. It's helping us to look back at the intentions and helping us to receive any guidance about those intentions now under the full moon. You may like to pull the card and continue journaling or exploring or using those 4 tips in the free download to help you really draw this out in a bigger way. Then my second question is, where am I now in relation to the new moon intention? And so this card, whatever card is turned over for this question, starts to add more depth and layers into what I need to learn, what I need to dive deeper into, what I may be blind to, some sort of blind spot that needs illumination under the full moon. The third question, what am I learning? Question 4, what is the opportunity? And question 5, what needs to be released now? So I'm just going to repeat those 5 questions for you. I'm going to be sharing them in the newsletter and on social. So, you know, if you aren't able to jot them down right now, that's fine. You'll pick them up elsewhere. But those 5 questions are, what do I need to know about my new moon intention? Where am I now in relation to the intention? What am I learning? What is the opportunity? What needs to be released now? So that is a way of working with your oracle cards under a full moon to bring to illumination, to bring to the surface any areas for you to be clearing, healing, or restoring in order to be manifesting those new moon intentions. Okay, another tool that you can use under a full moon is meditation. So I do have a full moon illumination meditation on my website, which guides you through this process. So if you are more inclined to sit in meditation or you prefer to receive guidance from your spiritual support team through meditation, that's locked and loaded on my website and ready for you to use. Even if it's not one of my meditations, you might just simply wish to sit in quiet reflection to slow down, tune into your heart space, or even ask those same questions that I've suggested for the oracle cards to use it in meditation. Maybe you go into your sacred space and I describe how to do that and you already know. You might want to go into your sacred space with the questions that I have just suggested. So it may end up being a combination of meditation. It may be that you then journal as you're receiving those answers, whether it's from your oracle cards or in meditation or just free form writing in your journal. Any way is fine. There's no hard and fast rule. And usually for me, there is some sort of version or combination of a few of these things. Okay, so we've had a step to review. We've had a step to work with whatever tools or supports that you want to work with. And then my final step for working with a full moon is cleansing. Now, this can mean different things at different times. Right now, as I'm recording this, it is hot here in Brisbane and in the Southern Hemisphere. So right now, it's actually looking like going for a swim. I have a pool in my backyard, so often it is a pool, but if it's available for you to get to the ocean, even better. It may just be running a bath and putting some beautiful Epsom salts into your bath. That will also draw out and cleanse your body as you're releasing and letting go of anything that's come up. But it may not just be water, it may be fire. It may be that some of what you've journaled around may need to be burnt. It may not even be burning it. It may be running it through a shredder and popping it in your recycle bin. It may be something else entirely. It may be that once you've done this process, you want to go for a walk in nature if that's available to you. It could even look like visualizing yourself being cleansed. So actually, the meditation that was in the 2021 forecast is pretty good. Actually, if I say so myself, it should still be available if you're listening to this in real time. If it's no longer available, the cutting cords meditation on my website might be something of a similar vein. And you can actually then visualize cutting the cords from anything or anyone that needs to be released and that's come to light under the full moon. So these are the same tools that I use on a full moon. Sometimes it is, you know, if there's something big, it's like a very intense session with loads of journaling, loads of oracle cards, lots of meditation, and, you know, some sort of cleansing process. And then sometimes it is just that little intuitive check-in, hand on heart. What do I need to know? What needs to be released? Where is my growth? And it's quite fluid and informal. Don't ever want you to feel like this has to be another chore or hard work or something that requires hours and hours on end. If you have those hours, I think it's incredibly powerful, but if you don't, that is a-okay. So whatever you're going to choose to work with under the full moon, the cycle isn't over yet. The full moon marks a midway point, and there is still another 2 weeks or so until the next new moon. And so as we're coming from the full moon back into the new moon, we are actually moving through other phases of the lunar cycle. And so our intention is going to move through those phases as well. I talk about those phases in You Already Know. And look, you don't necessarily need to work with each of the phases, although if you want to, it's there in the book. Really, for me, I tend to focus on the new moon and the full moon, and just know that from the full moon to the new moon, I'm going to be coming back to my intention, coming back to what I'm clearing and healing and restoring, and being in that observer mode as life brings back to me other signs, other symbols, other opportunities, often surprising in the way in which this intention wants to come into form. So I am really excited for you to continue working with this full moon. But as I said at the top of the episode, I hope that these two episodes, this episode and episode 92, are ones that you may come back to time and time and time again as you work ongoing with the lunar cycle. I believe that creating rhythm is really important in our intuitive journey. And again, I talk about that and you already know. And so my hope is that you're starting to put together with the last few episodes, so 92 and this episode 94 on the moon, but even last week's episode, episode 93 in using oracle cards for forecasting and for inner reflection, that you're actually starting to create a DIY version of how to work with your intuition to guide you into inner healing and transformation. This is not just about pretty Instagram memes on a new moon or, hey, look, I've got an intention. This is really about working deeper, coming in deeper, and allowing yourself to change and grow by working with your intuition and the seasons and the cycles of your soul. So, don't forget to download your freebie, that 4 tips to maximizing your oracle cards cheat sheet that I mentioned earlier. There's a link in your show notes. And don't forget that if you're interested in the Little Sage oracle cards, that there is a link in the show notes for you to get your hands on those too. Pretty much everything that I've mentioned today, the meditations, etc., are all in the show notes. So for now, full moon blessings to you. I hope that you have a lot come to light, that you recognize what can now be released and where your inner work is guiding you to go next. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.